Amen. We trust that you've already received the blessing of the Lord. Man, truly, God has been in this place. Amen. And if you don't know it, you need to shake yourself. Amen. Praise God. I appreciate that song and that exhortation that the brother just gave us about the blood. Amen. I'm reminded of a story, and you may have heard it several, been told several times, but it's about this little boy got saved. And he went to school and told some of those bigger boys, he said, I got saved last night. They looked at him and said, oh, you didn't get saved. Yes, sir, I got saved last night. And said, that devil said he'll get you and have you right back where you was. That little old boy said, no, sir. He said, I've been washed in the blood. Amen. They said them big boys looked at him. They said, that devil's so big and he's so bad, he said he'll walk right through the blood and take you. Come on. Said that little boy looked up and said, if he comes through the blood, he'll be a saved devil. Amen. Praise God. So there's no way to get through the blood, is it? Amen. We need the blood of Jesus. And some people are bound by sins. Oh, my, such pitiful sights. Just one touch of the blood changes it ever been. Amen. I'm going to preach to you tonight from my heart. Amen. The book of Samuel, 2 Samuel chapter number 12. Amen. I've been preaching a little while, and I usually don't get too nervous, but I'm nervous right now. Amen. I need God to help me. 2 Samuel chapter 12. You may not need what I'm preaching tonight, but I promise you, if you live on this earth long enough, there will be a day you need what I'm preaching tonight. Never forget, one brother preached one time on discouragement, and he began preaching, and through his preaching, he stopped and he said, there's a lot of you that ain't discouraged right now. He said, but there will be a time that you will be discouraged and you'll need this message. And so I ain't pushing tapes, but this may be a tape you need. This may be a tape you need. 2 Samuel chapter number 12, verse number 15. And Nathan departed to his house. The Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bare unto David, and it was very sick. David therefore besought God for the child. And David fasted and went in and lay all night upon the earth. The elders of his house arose and went to him to raise him up from the earth, but he would not. Neither did he eat bread with them. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. And the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead. For they said, behold, while the child was yet alive, we spake unto him, and he would not hearken unto our voice. How will he then vex himself if we tell him that the child is dead? But when David saw that his servants whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore David said unto his servants, is the child dead? They said, he is dead. Then David arose from the earth and washed and anointed himself, changed his apparel, and came into the house of the Lord and worshiped. Then he came to his own house, and when he required that they set bread before him, and he did eat. Then said his servants unto him, what thing is this that thou hast done? Thou did fast and weep for the child while he was yet alive. But when the child was dead, thou didst rise and eat bread. He said, while the child was yet alive, I fasted and I wept. For I said, who can tell whether God will be gracious to me, that the child may live. He said, amen. But now he is dead. Wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to preach tonight, if the Lord would help us. Amen. On when God says no. On when God says no. Amen. Some of the worst things that we, the worst word that we hate to hear is no. Amen. We start out as little children hearing the word no. Amen. When we want something and we can't get it. When we want to go someplace and mama or daddy looks at us and says no. Amen. And we hate to hear that word no. We would rather they say yes to everything we wanted. We'd rather they say yes to, amen, every time we begged them for another piece of candy. We'd rather they said yes every time that we, amen, desired to go home with somebody, but they said no, amen. And so we learned just as children coming up that everything in life does not go to suit us all of the time, amen. And God, amen, looks down at us many times when we're seeking Him and praying, asking God to give us certain things, whatever it might be. And I'll never forget my daddy one time. He said that he had just had a battle. He had galvanized poison in his lungs. God healed him of that later. But at the time, his lungs was poisoned with galvanized. He couldn't hardly even talk. He had trouble breathing. And he'd go to church and go up in the choir and beat a song book because he couldn't sing, but he wanted to do something for the Lord. They got to singing that old song, "The Lord has heard and answered every prayer." He said he'd sing till they got to that part, and then he quit singing. And he let them sing that. And he told one of the brothers that was passing through preaching him. And when they got to singing that song, and he went up to that preacher and he said, I don't believe God hears and answers every prayer. Amen. That old preacher looked at him and he said, "Don't you think, brother, that God hears every prayer and answers every prayer? But sometimes the answer is no." If you are a child of God, friend, your prayers is not in vain. I preached Monday night about vain religion. Amen. There is a lot of people living vain lives. But if you, my friend, are sold out to God, there has not been one prayer that you ever prayed that God did not hear. When Daniel sought God and prayed and sought God and prayed, amen, 1 week went by, 2 weeks went by. Finally, after 21 days, amen, the angel brought him the answer and said, "We heard you the first time you prayed." Amen. God hears every prayer we pray. But sometimes God looks down at us through the all-seeing eyes that He has. He looks down the future. He looks everything around us. He looks at, I thought as they were singing that song tonight, amen, about a crucified heart. When you start praying for a crucified heart, brother, you better know what you're praying for. When you start praying for God to give you a broken heart, you better know what you're praying for. Amen. So many times, people, I mean, they've got prayers that they've prayed so long, they don't even know what they mean anymore. They just sound good and they'll just shoot off a bunch of words. And if God was to answer their prayer instead of saying no to them, they'd be in a mess tonight. How many times have you prayed? Some of you older saints of God, you prayed for things all your life. Amen. And it seemed that God said no. And you cried bitter tears and you didn't know why God wouldn't give it to you. Only a few years later to see exactly the reason that God didn't hear and answer your prayer the way that you thought He should. Amen. Sometimes, my friend, no is the best answer you could get. Amen. Oh, when we're children, we don't understand a lot of things. And we'll want something so bad and we'll kick and holler and pitch a fit. Amen. Because we don't get our way. But years down the road, we can see why Daddy said no. When I was a little boy, amen, I never had a bad streak of rebellion like a lot of people do. Amen. But I used to like to play football. We'd get out in the yard, me and the boys in the neighborhood, and play football. Amen. So one day I asked Daddy. Amen. I said, Daddy, why can't I play on the school football team? Amen. Daddy says, no, son. Oh, Daddy, I can run that ball just like them other boys. I may be little, but I can run that ball, Daddy. Daddy said, no, you ain't playing on no football team. I didn't understand it then, but when I look back at my cousins that played on the football team, one of them in prison tonight, one of them hooked on alcohol and drugs, and he got into it during the football games at halftime after they won the 6A state championship in the state of Alabama. They'd go out and get drunk, amen. Oh, I look back now and I can go to Daddy and say, I'm glad you told me no. I couldn't see it then. Amen. Because my sight was limited. There's a lot of things, my friend, that you cannot see today because your sight is so limited. Amen. David cried out. David was praying and seeking God. I don't believe David was playing. I don't believe David was making light of the situation. Amen. You all know the story about how the child was born out of wedlock. Amen. And how that David sought to see this child live. Amen. When he saw the child was born and it was struck sick with a disease. Amen. Oh, it hurt his heart so bad to know that the child was suffering because of his sin. Oh, when you see these mothers that look down at their babies that are born addicted to cocaine, that are born already with deformities that has been caused by their sinful habits, surely there must be something that smites their heart and says, if I would have acted right, my baby might not have been in this condition. David looked at that baby with tears and he said, it's my fault that that baby's sick. He got down on his face and he begin to pray and seek the face of the Lord. When they would come and try to get him up and set bread before him, he'd say, I don't want no bread. I got to pray. Amen. I got to weep and fast and seek the face of the Lord. He sought God and sought God. Amen. Day after day until finally 7 days had rolled by. 7 days since he'd sat down at a table. 7 days since his eyes had been dry. 7 days since, amen, he had had any comfort at all, praying, oh, fasting, seeking God with all that is within him. Maybe you've never been there, but oh, I'll tell you, there's things that's happened in my life. Amen. At different times, Brother Butch, I'd fall down and with all that was within me, I'd begin to seek God. I'd begin to pray, oh God, I'd pound the floor. Amen. And try to get God to move for me. Amen. I'd see David pounding the floor crying. Amen. All of a sudden the servants enter the room. Amen. They're talking amidst themselves. Amen. And David perceives in his heart that the child was dead. And so he goes over to him and plainly asks them, is the child dead? Amen. And they said, yes, he's dead. Amen. What do you think David's going to do? Do you think because God said no to David's prayer that David's going to pack up and leave the church? Do you think because that God said no to David's prayer, do you think David's going to say, well, God's letting me down and failed for me, and now I'm not going to ever serve God again? Do you think he got down in the mully grubs? Do you think he blamed God? Do you think he blamed the pastor? Do you think he blamed the church members? The Bible said David arose and he washed himself and he sat down and he began to eat. Oh, they'll come into him and they said, David, we don't understand you, David. We understand that this day and hour after somebody dies, then we weep. After they're gone, that's when we get hire our mourners and put on our black sackcloth and we go out in the streets and mourn and cry. David, you're supposed to be crying now. Amen. And now you're up here eating. Now you're up here feasting and acting. Amen. David looked at them and said, I cannot bring the child back. Amen. Oh, I cannot do anything. Say, but one thing is for sure. One of these days I can go where he is at. I'm preaching tonight on when God says no. Amen. Oh, we had a sister in our church. Amen. She had cancer. She was a good saint of God.
Amen. But she had cancer working on her. Amen. At the end of her days, we would go to visit her. Amen. The stench of death was in her house. Amen. We would visit her. And I seen my mama fast for days. I saw my mama cry and seek God for God to heal her best friend of cancer. Amen. It seemed like to me that if I was God, I would have surely looked down and said yes. Amen. But oh, somewhere up in heaven, amen, I believe God heard our prayers. I believe God seen our tears. But God says, no, I will not heal her. And she died of cancer. Well, it seems like it would have been hard. Her with six children, amen, to raise. Only one of them was grown. Five children, all that needed a mama. Their daddy was already dead. Five children that needed somebody to lead them and help them along the way. But oh, when I look back at it now and see all five of those children out in sin so deep, involved some of them in double marriage situations, I know that if she was alive, it would break her very heart. Amen. I don't know if that's why God said, no, I'm not God and I don't know all things. But for some reason, God looked down at Ruth and says, Ruth, no. No, Ruth, I'm going to take you to heaven. No, Ruth, I'm not going to heal your cancer. Amen. God heard our last prayer. And for the last few days of her life, she never felt a pain. And she went out to glory with a smile on her face. Amen. But God told us no. Do you think because God told us no that we closed the doors of the church? Do you think we throwed in the towel? So many times when you get the word no from God, do you know what it does to you? It dries you up like a prune. Amen. It gets you where you can't hardly get in church. You can't hardly get in the services. Why? Well, I didn't get everything like I wanted. God told me no. And you blow up. God told me no. But sometimes God knows exactly what's best for us. We need to have the proper response when God says no. Amen. Job was a man that got a no from God. Amen. What was Job's response? He said, naked came I into this world, and naked I'll go out. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. He said, the Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My friend, when's the last time that you was able to rise up through your calamity and say, blessed, blessed be the name of the Lord. God's still on the throne. God's still got your best interest. God's still interested in you, even though He says no. Amen. All my life, I've been blessed by the Lord. Brother Butch, I've been in situations where I needed God. I come back from Mexico. I told Brother Word today, took us out to eat, and I was telling him, I come back from Mexico one time, amen, and oh, I was sick. When I got back, I was sick. I got sicker and sicker and sicker. I didn't go to the doctor. I was trying to trust God, and I was trying to lean on God. It got to a place for about 6 months. Amen. I was spitting up blood. I was hurting down on my insides. Oh, my. Amen. But I was trying to lean on God. Finally, the pain got so great. Amen. I fell on my face. And with all that was within me, I cried out to God. And God looked down and said, yes. Amen. Oh, I shouted the victory. Amen. The day after God healed me, I was walking on top of walls, framing houses. Amen. I felt as strong as I ever felt. Preaching revival in Georgia. I don't know what happened, but oh, it felt like something busted on my insides. I got to hurting on my right side so bad, I drawed up in a knot. Oh, I mean, there's a bunch of folks on to rush me to the emergency room. But I told them, if God don't heal me, I'll just go on to heaven. And I was praying, God, please, 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 please. And God come down in that little old house. And I felt like the Holy Ghost picked me up and put me back down on that bed. What happened? God said yes. Amen. It seems like several times I've heard yes, 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 yes. Oh, it sounded so good. It makes a good testimony. Makes everybody shout when you got a yes testimony. Makes everybody run the aisles when you got a yes testimony. But every one of us knows what it feels like to have God say no. No. We'd like to forget about it. We'd like to blot it out of our mind. But brother, He will say no again. Amen. Oh, I've always heard yes. A few months ago, amen, we come up against one of the biggest trials in my life thus far. My wife was expecting. Man, we had prayed for twins. Her mama's an identical twin. We had got down and prayed. From our hearts, give us twins. Oh, God, if You can give me the desire of my heart, give me twins. Amen. And we went to the doctor, and amen, the doctor looked with his ultrasound and said, I think I see two heads. I said, God's told me yes. Amen. God's told me yes. And I mean, I was happy. I was calling folks. I was telling everybody I'm going to be a double daddy. Amen. I was so happy. Well, we went back and he began to search again. And he said, I don't know. He said, but I think the twin on the bottom is dead. I said, oh no, you must be mistaken. No, there's no movement, there's no heartbeat. And he hadn't grown like the other one. He's been dead for a little while. Amen, I couldn't accept it. Amen, so we went back to the church. We had her anointed. Amen, we prayed, I fasted. I said, I fasted and I prayed. I sought God as diligently as I ever sought God. I poured my heart out to God. I said, God, if You've ever heard me, God, I want You to hear me now. Oh, I thought for sure, amen, that God would just say yes. I thought for so much for sure till I told the doctor, I'm just expecting God to heal both of them. Amen. Well, we went on up to another test. That time they looked and said, I'm sorry. They said, both babies is dead. You talking about a long drive from Birmingham, Alabama back to Prattville. Amen. Oh, it seemed so hard. My mind was racing in a million different ways. God didn't hear my prayer. Amen. We went in and she was far enough alone that she had to deliver them. Amen. Oh, 12 hours of labor. 12 hours of suffering. Amen. Me standing there holding her hand the whole time. Amen. Finally, after everything was over, I walked out to tell the family what all had took place. There stood my brother-in-law. Amen. As I walked out those double doors and I just fell in his arms and I cried like a baby. And I said, I really thought God was going to help me. But God said, no. Now you can't have them. Now you can't raise them. But one thing's for sure, I may not have them down here. But one day I'm going to go where they're at. My friend, if you're here and you've let a no from God get you down, you need to get over it tonight. No. No. Amen. Hardest thing I ever did in my life, Brother Mike. So get trunk and trailer up to come up here. It was hard. Because God, He told me no. How can I go preach to people when God told me no? How can I go tell them that God can do anything when He told me no? Oh, but I'm here tonight just like David. I'm here tonight, friend, like David. Amen. Oh, what about you? Has God told you no? And you've been mad at God. God told you no. And you puffed up. And you won't get in anymore. You won't get what you used to have. Why? Because everything didn't go your way. You might be surprised one day when you get to heaven. And God says, if I would have let those twins live, Brother Steve, they would have been deformed. If I would have let them live, this would have happened. Brother Steve, if I would have let them live, they may have died lost. I'd have said, thank God You took them. Thank God. God, You took them. Amen, my friend. God loves you.
Preach it, Steve.
loves you.
Brother
Mike loves his little boy. And when he takes him outside and blisters him up one side and down the other, he's doing it with love. He's saying, "Oh, son, I wish you hadn't done that." I'll never forget, we was preaching in Tennessee. And this little girl come out, her long, beautiful hair. She come out with a pair of scissors and hair in her hand. Her daddy with tears in her eyes says, "What'd you do? What'd you do?" She didn't understand. Daddy whooped her. Daddy corrected her. "Don't you do it again." Amen. Daddy had a love for her. Do you know why we go through some things? God loves us, brother. God loves us. Paul had a thorn in his flesh. I don't know what it was. Ain't no needin' guessing. The Bible said it was a messenger of Satan to buffet him. Oh, it hurt so bad. God, please take this thorn away. Take it away. The Bible said he prayed 3 times. Take it away. Take it away. Take it away. And God said, "Paul, my grace is sufficient. I'm not going to take it away, Paul, but I'll give you grace that you might be able to take it." Amen. What you need to do if you heard no from God, if you've been hurting on the inside and you've not ever prayed through about it and it's been your hindrance, you need to run to the altar right now and say, "Grace, grace, give me grace, God, that'll help me over this." When God says no, amen, we'd like to think, oh my, we'd like to think that there was a certain code that we could punch in, 1, 2, 3, 4, and God would do anything we wanted. But sometimes, brother, you can seek Him with all that's within you, but the answer is no. The thing is what your response is when God says no. Brother Don Rich called us when she was still in the hospital. He called the hospital, picked up the phone. He told me who he was. We began to talk some. And he told me about a similar situation. They had a child that died some 20 years ago. His wife told my wife on the phone, said, "It's been 20 years. Said, but I still cry. It's been 20 years, but it still hurts." Amen. And he told me, he said, "Brother Steve, you're going to have to make this a stepping stone instead of a stumbling block." Amen. Oh, are you hearing me tonight? My friend, the only way you're going to be able to be an overcomer over what you've been facing is you have got to say, "Devil, I'm tired of stumbling about this. I'm going to be an overcomer. I'm going to use it to grow closer to God." No! You can't have that job. I know of a certain brother, a certain church we's at, tried out for a job and he didn't get it and he quit coming to church. Because he didn't get a job. He said, "Oh, I prayed and they anointed me." But God says, no! He don't know that, but that was a job that could have sent him to hell. Amen! No! Amen. You hear a no when you lose your husband. A no when you lose your wife. You pray and say, "God, please, please, please." And God says, no! What's your response? Are you going to grieve yourself to death? Are you going to get up and shake yourself and say, "I'm going on for Jesus"? Just to say. What you going to do, Job? "I'm not going to sin. I'm going to hold my integrity." What you going to do, Job? He says, "I'm going to serve God." What you going to do, Job? "I'm going to wait for a day that I'll behold His face." What you going to do, Job? What are you going to do, my friend? What are you going to do, my friend? God has said no. Oh, my heart hurts. My heart hurts for you. My heart hurts for me, but my heart hurts for you. Because you have heard the words no. And everything didn't go just like you thought that it should have went for you. And you have let that hinder you. And if you keep letting it hinder you, my friend, it's going to be the very thing that stumbles you up. Right after everything took place and we was getting ready to leave, Daddy asked me to preach Wednesday night before we left. And I preached. And there's a sister in the church come to my mama with tears in her eyes, and she said, "He's all right. He's all right." You don't know what that meant. But there's been people in our church lately that got hurt and they quit serving God. Preachers in our church that got hurt and they're not in church right now. And she was afraid it happened to me. And she come and said, "He's all right." My friend, are you all right? Are you all right? Are you all right? Somebody needs to shake you and say, "Are you all right? Are you all right?" I know God said no, but get up and let's eat. Get up and let's sing Amazing Grace. Get up and let's go on and have church anyway. I'll tell you what, if I'm ever going to see my babies again, I'm going to have to serve God. I'm going to have to go on and live holy. I'm going to have to go on and preach holiness. That's the only way you're ever going to see God, is get over the hindrances. Get over the hindrances and live for God. God, give me a word. God, don't give me a lot of words. I ain't got no watch line to glory. But God, give me a word. When I was praying for Brother Bobby, and God told me, He said, and I heard this said before, God just brought it to me so strongly. But God told me, He said, when Brother Bobby, and not only Brother Bobby, but everybody, said when Brother Bobby's desire gets greater than his hindrances, he'll go all the way with God. My friend, I want to tell you something. You have had some hindrances. But until your desire gets greater than what you're facing, you're going to do nothing but stumble. You're going to do nothing but fall. But when a desire rises up in you and says, "God, God, God, God." Somebody says hindrances. You say, "No, God." Amen. What about this, God? What about that, God? Your desire gets stronger and all your hindrances go under your feet. Oh, God. Oh, lift your hands and praise the Lord. You need a greater desire. You need a greater desire. If you're ever going to get over. Oh, God. Woo. Woo. Oh, God. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, my friend? If I ever preach a message, if I've ever preached a message, it cost me something. Friend, I'm reaching to you for a message. It cost me something. I'd rather told this about somebody else. But it cost me to preach you this message. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to keep on stumbling and falling? God. Are you going to get up and come to God? These altars is open right now. I said these altars is open right now. You need to come. I said you need to come right now. If you feel like you need to pray, I don't want you to wait 1 minute. I want you to get up right now. Why don't you come, join Brother Bobby? Brother Bobby's saying greater desire. Why don't you join Jesus coming? Are you going to let what you face be the thing that hinders you all your life? God didn't take your mama to hurt you. God didn't take your daddy to hurt you. God loves you. And until you get to victory, you're going to be hindered all your life. God didn't take your baby because He don't like you. But God loves you. God loves you. Oh, God. Oh, oh, friend.
I believe if God has ever dealt with a preacher to preach a message, He dealt with Brother Steve tonight to preach what he's preached. Has God ever said no to you in this life and you felt bitter at Him over it? Come on, let's pray. Let's seek the face of God. Let's call upon His holy name so much tonight. Come on.
I've asked that same question. I've been down that road, and looking back, I now can tell you He's always let me know.
How about it tonight? Are you here tonight? And maybe you're on the verge of leaving God and losing with the Lord. We need to call upon His holy name, fall on our faces and seek Him.
As long.
Peace of mind. Christian road I'm traveling on. See, I've faced life's fiery trials, cause my eyes have shed no tears of regret, for I don't regret 1 mile.
Well, I've never seen God's seed forsaken or His children begging bread. No, while others, they look to this world for the answer, I look to God and say,
oh, give God a chance.
Give God a chance.
He knows what to do.
He knows what to do.
Oh, in troubled times, He's a peace of mind. He's a hand you can hold on to. Give God the chance.
Give God a chance.
He will see you through.
He'll see you through. Well, He don't need your broken life. He makes it all brand new.
So you say you've had enough of what this life's given you, and the pressures of life's everyday trials seem to come without a clue.
Now you're searching for an answer, looking for a way. Though you feel there's no solution, there is something I'd like to say.
Well, give God a chance.
He knows what to do. He knows what to do.
Oh, in troubled time, in the peace of mind, in the hand you can hold on to. Give God the chance.
Give God the chance.
He will see you through.
He'll see you through. Well, He don't need a broken life. He makes it all brand new. Give God.
Fiery trials, cause my eyes have shed no tears of regret, and I don't regret 1 mile.
Well, I've never seen God's seed forsaken or His children begging bread. Though while others they look to this world for the answer, I look to God and say,
oh, give God a chance. Life's given you, and the pressures of life's everyday trial seem to come without a clue.
Now you're searching for an answer, looking for a way. Though you feel there's no solution, there's something I'd like to say.
Oh, give God a chance.
What to do.
Oh, in troubled times. same road. I'm traveling on, I face life's fiery trials, and my eyes have shed no tears of regret, and I don't regret 1 mile.
Well, I've never seen God seem forsaken or His children begging bread. Though they look to this world for the answer, I look to God instead.
Oh, give God a chance.
Give God a chance.
He knows what to do.
He knows what to do.
Christian road I'm traveling on. See, I face life's fiery trials, cause my eyes have shed no tears of regret, and I don't regret 1 mile.
Well, I've never seen God seem forsaken or His children begging bread. Though all others, they look to this world for the answer, I look to God instead.
Oh, give God a chance.
Still loves you. God still loves you. God still loves you. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. Oh, hallelujah.
What this life's given you, and the pressures of life's everyday trials seem to come.
Do you appreciate that message tonight? Could you just lift your hands and thank God? Amen. Oh, there may have been some times that God told you no, and you didn't understand it, but God knew what He was saying when He said no. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Give God a chance.
Give God a chance.
He knows what to do.
He knows what to do.
Oh,
in troubled times, He's a peace of mind.
Peace of mind.
enough of what this life's given you, and the pressures of life's everyday trials seem to come without a clue.